Activists trying to ease America's embargo on Cuba were out in force on Capitol Hill today. They called for more travel and trade with Cuba, a nation the Bush administration has branded as an outpost of tyranny. Now the anti-sanction movement has a powerful spokesman. He's a Cuban-American who served in Iraq, and he says he's suffering under the travel restrictions the Bush administration put in place. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Anti-embargo groups have found the perfect poster boy in Sergeant Carlos Lazo, a man ready to take risks.
I came to the U.S. In a raft from Cuba in 1992. This was the second time that I tried to leave Cuba in 1988. I tried and I went to prison in Cuba for 1 year.
Eventually, he settled down in Seattle, Washington, and signed up for the National Guard. He said he wanted to give back to the community. Lazo ended up serving for a year in Iraq. During a break last summer, he tried to visit his two teenage sons in Cuba, but was turned back at the Miami airport just as the Bush administration was tightening travel for Cuban Americans.
I couldn't go to Cuba and visit my family. It was very important for me at that time. It's always important, but at that time it was more important because I was in a war zone. I was risking my life every day.
And he was to return to an even more dangerous assignment in Iraq, helping ferry wounded Marines from the bloody battle for Fallujah. Sergeant Lazo, wearing his fatigues during his Washington lobbying campaign, isn't one to question the war in Iraq or U.S. foreign policy, except when it comes to Cuba.
The only thing that I was thinking of is that if I had the chance to do my duty as a soldier, I should have also the chance to do my duty as a father.
As Sergeant Lazo and hundreds of others took part in Cuba Action Day, lobbying members of Congress, lawmakers with influence in the Bush administration's Cuba policy organized their own campaign to keep the embargo firm. Former Cabinet Secretary and now Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez today launched the Cuba Democracy Caucus and was unswayed by Lazo's lobbying efforts.
I was a 15-year-old child who spent 4 years very formative and difficult times of my life alone here in this country, separated from my parents because of the cruelty of the Cuban system. And I feel for his plight, understand that. I have family in Cuba. But at times there's a need for personal and family sacrifice in order to achieve a greater good. And the greater good would be for his children to be able to live in freedom.
Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart said despite tougher travel restrictions, he and his fellow Cuban-American lawmakers still get strong backing from their South Florida constituents.
All of us understand that what we need to do is help the Cuban people liberate themselves from their regime and not do things to help fund that regime.
While Carlos Lazo says he knows some of his money ends up in Cuban government coffers, he wants to help his family. And he argues he's helped promote democracy simply by talking to Cubans about life here.
You are talking to them like if you were talking about another planet. And unfortunately, we don't have the chance to do that because there is not the possibility for Americans to go over there to share our values with the Cuban people.
Sergeant Lazo, who goes back on reserve status in a week, will have to wait until next spring to see his sons, now 16 and 18 years old. Some members of Congress have been trying to help him get an exemption from the new rules, but he's asking Congress for more than that, an easing of an embargo he feels is no longer working. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.